Y'all pray for us. Might be able to bring us out in a way to be pleasing to the Lord. My thought is Satan's devices. And, boy, he's got a lot of them. I got my thought a couple of weeks ago, and hoping that I'll be able to bring it out in a way that I'll be pleasing unto the Lord. I want to say this before we get started. No matter how many devices he's got, and I ain't going to get into all of his devices. I can't, I mean, because he's got a lot of them. We'll probably look at a few things. And Satan, I don't want to put him somewhere he don't belong, but he does have power. If you don't think he does, then he's probably done got a hold of you pretty good. But no matter how much power he has, if we'll submit ourselves to God and then resist him, he'll have to flee from us because he can't handle God. My thought, I guess, started with thinking about if God could cast him and his angels out of heaven, you don't think he can't get him out of your situation that you're in? If he just cast him right away and there wasn't nothing to it, he can get him out of our situations. But I want you to, I do want to look at his devices. I want to go about this in a way I've never thought about it before. I ask you to be patient with us. But I want to go back to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, ye may eat of the fruit, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall see as God is, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree did to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and he said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, and who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, wherefore I have commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, with me she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat in the days of thy life. And I will put an enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. and it shall bruise thy heel, and thou shalt bruise, it shall bruise thy head, and it shall bruise his heel. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be unto the husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and thou hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and the sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall bring forth of thee, and thou shalt eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And with the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 19th verse, and I want to go over here in 2 Corinthians, and the second chapter and 11th verse, it says, for our text and our thought, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And I want to try to look at a little bit about his devices. We find here, now whether you want to like it or not, and I ain't talking about, I don't want y'all to go home and think Fido's possessed with the devil. But he used a serpent. Whether you want to believe that or not, he used a serpent for a device to deceive mankind. And that was a device. And so, once again, I'm not telling you that your dog is possessed by the devil. Even though mine, my little Jack Russell, some of the delivery men might think that he is the devil because of the way he acts sometimes. But listen, he took and used a serpent for the device, and that was a punishment for the serpent for being used. He told the serpent, you'll have to crawl upon your belly and the dust of the ground the rest of your life through eternity. It's not changed. So I begin to think about the different things and the different ways the devil has used devices to get to us. And I remember the older preachers talking about Brother James. He can tell you about like in the 70s, so many people getting saved. But you can go back to before that, when TV come around, they said that was one of the biggest devices that's ever separated men and women and children from God. When you start taking and spending time at your home sitting in front of a box. And when I was a boy, I liked playing pinball machines. And honey, I got a whooping over it. My daddy told me he come in up there at the country store at Rocky Mountain. I was in there dropping a nickel I had for my milk money in that pinball machine. And my daddy found me doing that. He whooped me. He told the owner of the store if he caught his boy playing that machine again, he'd whoop him. That's how my daddy was about it. He took me outside in front of everybody and whooped me. And he said, son, anything will back up against the wall and challenge the world, you need to leave it alone. So I want you to know that was a device of the devil. Gambling is a device of the devil. Anytime you put your trust in anything but God, it's a gamble. But we find that where them preachers told me it got to a point that men and women went from sitting in front of coal or lamp and reading the Bible to the children. They all sat around and watched Happy Days. We all talk about how good Andy Griffith is, and it was a good show. But I want you to know Andy Griffith took people away from the Word of God. It sure did, whether you like it or not. When you sit around and spend your time, you want to talk about I ain't got mine, thank goodness it's out in the car, but a device. We
We don't watch television no more. Satan's come up with another device. We turn the television on and said, look at our phones. You go to our restaurant. You go to our restaurant and you see what you see. A family sitting there, mom and daddy and children sitting there, and they're all looking at their phones. You say, well, preacher, I don't really like this. I don't like it neither. But honey, he's come up with everything for devices to get us to turn away from God. And we're just going right for it. We don't even fight it no more. We don't resist none. And I'm talking, we've got to resist. That's what he said. Submit yourself to God and resist. I want you to know, without God, you can't do it. But without resisting, you can't do it. You've got to get to the point that you want, Brother David, want to do better, want to do better. We've got to get to the point that we'll reject him. So he used a serpent. I got to thinking about the different animals that they describe him. And over the 13th chapter of Matthew, it talks about the Word of God and how it can fall out there and it can be laid out there on the ground. And what did it say? The birds of the air come and devoured it. And he described that as Satan. That's what he went on and told them. He said, the evil one come and got it. I want you to know, a bird, before you know it, will come and light in, and it's got something and gone. That's the way Satan works. Your life will be going pretty good, and he'll come in before you know it. He's there, and he's tore your home all to pieces, and he's gone. That's the way a bird is. That's the reason he used a bird for example there. He said he was as a raven wolf in sheep's clothing. He's a wolf. A wolf is one of the hardest things to trap there is. Honey, he can be all around you, sneaking in, coming into your home, destroying your family and your life, and you'll never know it. And he is a raven wolf, one that's out to destroy. And then sheep's clothing. He's so good at it that you won't even pay no attention to him. He'll look like something that you will desire. It'll look like, we'll get to it in a minute, but he'll transform himself into an angel of light. Those priests, they wore wool. That's what they wore, those priests. And that's what he told them. He said, they're in sheep's clothing, but inside they're just raven wolves. They don't know me. They don't know nothing about me. And there's men out there everywhere today that's using that device. And if you get careful, he'll use you. He said he described him as a roaring lion seeking who he might destroy. If you ever watch, I've heard Brother Barry talk about how them lions do. They'll go out you and they'll sneak around. They'll get some of them's attention, the parents' attention. Next thing you know, they'll get the weak ones. That's what they go for. You know who the weak ones is your children. And that phone that you're giving your child, that now they just grown-ups. We're giving them to our babies. And it's getting their attention off where it should be. And you can get mad at me over this if you want to. But I'm going to tell you the truth today. He's got devices that are destroying us. They're killing us. They're killing our churches. Yes, we got people home today sick. We got people out today having to work, taking care of the store people. But we also got church members right now sitting in front of a phone looking at it. instead of in the household of God. And if you ain't careful, you're sitting right here now in the house of God, taking that device he's put in your hand and you're looking at it. He in the Revelation letters describes him as a dragon. I don't even reckon a dragon's real. But it's something, brother, that we can't imagine that's out to destroy everything. He's destroying your life. He's destroying mine. He made everything. He made that fruit look so good to eat. I preached on a sermon one time, just a looking. David went up on that housetop and still been out doing what he's supposed to be doing. He went up on that housetop and he looked across, I believe across the way there, and he saw a woman bathing. She was naked and he discerned her. She had got the devil used a woman, and that woman, I want you to say, well, she didn't have no part in it. She didn't have no part in it, but he used that situation in that and got David's attention. And he began to look on her, and by just looking, just like Eve did, looking upon that fruit, she saw it was good to eat, and she took of it. And he used that device, a piece of fruit. Look good. Anything look good to you lately that you knew you should have left alone? And all these things I've talked about. There's one that scares me more than all of them. And that's me. I get afraid of me. I get afraid of him using me. I worry myself to death over that. Y'all pray for us. I need the Lord. In the 2 Corinthians in the 11th, it says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into an angel of light. The Bible says that Judas was a devil from the beginning. I want you to know, when Jesus set up his church, he chose one, and you'll find he didn't just tell them that one of them was going to betray him at the Lord's Supper. In the 6th chapter of John, when they began to leave him, and he told them, I've chosen you 12. And one of you are a devil. He told them from the beginning that one of them was a devil. And let me tell you, that's what it's talking about. There was a man, a city that was set on a hill that outshines everything. He was transformed into an apostle, and he shined like a light. And he was nothing but the devil. He was a device of the devil to be used for what? To betray Christ. You better pay attention to me. You say, well, Judas was never saved. That's how the devil could use him. He's used others that was saved. And he can use you. You take your guard down for 1 second and you will be a device for him. That's what scares me. I scare me every time when I get a thought. I pray, Lord, is this of you? Is this truly of you? When I handle this word of God and I stand in front of a congregation of a people, it scares the life out of me. Because you can feel like you're doing what's best for Hilltop Church. You can feel like we are doing best for mankind, for God's cause. You can feel good about it, and it still be wrong.
Amen. Amen.
That's what's wrong with our churches today. Men have stood as devices for the devil, not realizing, not knowing what they were saying was wrong, not realizing he was going to destroy this way for us. It said that he's, like Satan should get advantage of us. You don't think he ain't got an advantage on us? Listen, it said, Paul said, we're not ignorant of his devices. I'm afraid, people, we're unlearned. We're unlearned of his devices. He's using them all around us. And we're not willing. I'm not saying everything about our cell phone's bad. I've got e-sword on my cell phone. I use it to study the word of God. But I want you to know when a cell phone comes so important to people's lives that they get on the news and tell you every time when a baby dies in a car or some, at some workplace, you listen to me. A mom or daddy forgot their baby, their child, something they'd give their life for, in the back seat, in the heat of the day, took their life. And when they advise you to put your cell phone with your baby in the back seat, that you won't forget your baby. That it's got control over your life like you have no idea. When we love and think of a cell phone more than we do our own child. When people tell you, put that phone with your baby where you won't forget your baby. That is a sad time in America. You can think what you want. So he's cunning. He's slick. He comes in just like a bird. He grabs a bite and he's gone. He's like a lion seeking who he can destroy. He's like a wolf in sheep's clothing. He comes across as an angel of light. Transformed. I talked about that last week. Us transforming our mind. He transforms himself into something that you'll trust. It might be Fido. But he'll transform himself into something that you'll concentrate on. Take your attention away from God.
Amen.
The Bible says the love of money is root of all evil. There was one named Ananias in the 5th chapter of Acts. He sold his property. And at that time, the church was taking it. They'd go give it to the apostles, and they divided up amongst the church. There was one named Ananias, him and his wife, Sapphira. They sold their property and they took the money and they was going to give it to the apostles, but they decided to keep a little of it. You ever on Sunday ever decide that, you know, the Lord, you know, you're supposed to be giving this so much on Sunday and you decide, well, this Sunday I can't hardly afford to do that. I'm going to keep this much of it. You ever decide that? You think that's all right? I don't either. But we've all done it. It's wrong. So Ananias, you know what it said? The devil entered in his heart, his thoughts. And that, and there it is talking about his thoughts. And his thinking. That's how Satan works, is in your mind. You know that? He entered in there and he told him, you just keep back part of that. And he did. He kept back part of that, you know. And then when he got there in front of Peter, Peter asked him about it. And he lied, and he lied to God. And that man dropped dead right there. The love of money is the root of all evil. That what billfold you turn around there, if you ain't careful, it becomes a device for Satan. You say, well, it's just a piece of paper. That's all it is. A cell phone is just a machine. A television, all it is a box. A snake, all it is a snake. But it was used by Satan as a device to destroy mankind. Brother Barry, not Brother Barry, Brother Brad mentioned this scripture the other night. And you read it from it in Luke, or you read from it in Matthew. Why don't you, Brother Brad says this a lot. Pay attention to this. And I like that. But you need to pay attention to this. Jesus had told them, asked them the question about who men say that I am. Peter done real good. I mean, he gave the right answer right down the line. He told him, when flesh and blood is not revealed that unto you, but the Father which is in heaven. Right, just right down, and they said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And he was talking about himself, not Peter. But then you go on down to 21st verse, that 16th chapter, and from this time forth it began Jesus to show unto his disciples how they must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things, and the elders and chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and raised again the third day. And Peter done exactly what I would have done. He said, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. He told him how he was going to suffer, how he was going to die. And Peter loved him. And Peter's mind, what he was saying was right. This seemed right to him. I want you to know, you better make sure it's of a God when you say something. Amen. Amen. But he turned and said unto Peter, being Jesus, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me. For thou servest the things, thou servest not the things that be of God, but those of men. Listen, this was Apostle Peter. He was an apostle of light. And Jesus, from his voice, from his words, said, get behind me, Satan. He done used the Apostle Peter as a device. So unless you think you're bigger than Apostle Peter, don't you think he can't use you? And it may seem like what you're saying would be right. I'd been Peter, I'd said the same thing. I'd been the first one, drew my sword. I'd whacked that guard's ear off. I promise you I would have. And he was aiming for his head. He missed. He loved him. But Satan managed to use him for a device. I'm fixing to be done. We're going to go back to something a little bit like to do with how we started. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, and when he was in the 28th verse, and when he was coming to the other side into the country of the Gerasenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, and exceeding furious, and so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God? Art thou hither to torment us before the time?" And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. And the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine." And he said unto them, "Go." That's all he said, "Go." And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything what befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would part out of their coast. All he had to do was just say, "Go."
Amen.
And they was gone. But those serpents, or those devils, asked to go into the herd of swine. So I told you, I don't think Fido's possessed by the devil, and I don't. I don't think Fido has a soul. I don't think those swine had a soul. If Jesus would have never cast them in them if they did, and then send them down there and destroy them. But they had a mind. And that's where he messes with. He gets in our mind. He got into the mind of the serpent. He did. You can say what you want to, but he did. And he'll get in your mind. And he'll have you not only deceive yourself, but he'll have you deceive the others. And that's exactly what he done with the serpent. He took and deceived the woman, and then the woman turned around and deceived her husband. That's what happened. I don't think that woman's intentions was to hurt Adam. I really don't. I think she loved him. I think he loved her. I don't think Peter had no idea Satan was using him. None. I think he loved him. But he come a device. So what all can be a device of Satan? He took the word of God and tried to deceive Jesus with it. You hearing what I'm saying? He led him up into the mountain and he used the word of God and tried to deceive Jesus Christ with it. So what all can be used as a device? So far I ain't found nothing but God himself, and he'll never be deceived by him. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But the rest of us, you better be careful. So if you're thinking, "Boy, I can't believe our pastor got up here and told us these things," somebody better tell you.
Amen.
And you better listen.
Amen.
Our churches right now are being destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who you think's destroying them? You think God's in this? If you were Satan, you tell me one thing. Paul Harvey, they say it was Paul Harvey. Y'all ever listen to that poem he done? They say it was Paul Harvey. And at the end of the poem, he said, if I was Satan, what would I do different? He said, I wouldn't do nothing different. If I was Satan today in Macon County when it comes to his church, the Lord's churches, what would I do different? Absolutely nothing. Brother Barry mentioned it out there a while ago. He was talking about one of these other churches or supposed to be churches. He said, all they're doing is got their doors open. And amen. I've been saying it for years. We're running them to them. Yep, that's right. It ain't they offering nothing appealing. Yeah. All they do is got their doors open, and they don't have to go and hear a fight. They don't have to hear murmuring. They don't have to hear fussing. Yeah. They don't have to be here being destroyed. He's using us as a device to destroy us from within. And most of us don't know it. We're in denial. That's my message. I pray if nobody else gets a hold of this, I do. I pray if nobody else listens, I will. Don't let him destroy us. He wants to destroy Hilltop Church, and he's coming at her at every angle. He's coming in like a bird flying in, grabbing and starting up problems. He's coming in as a lion that is seeking who he can destroy. He's coming in at raven wolves. He is a dragon. He's a liar, and he's a father of them. And just as we're the dust of the ground, he's crawling on my back as I speak, trying his best to mess something up. Go ahead with your song.